A definitive study on agriculture's potential to cut emissions today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Ag is being seen as the bad guy as far as greenhouse gases. And this is an opportunity to really showcase, identify agriculture isn't necessarily the bad guy, and it provides a lot of benefits besides food.
That's Kansas State University professor Chuck Rice discussing a new study on the potential for agriculture to be a net negative greenhouse gas emitter. He and 25 other researchers co-authored this study, sponsored by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action and the Council for Agricultural Science and Technology. Another co-author was Marty Matlock with the University of Arkansas.
It's the most intensive and extensive human activity ever. And of course, it has a large greenhouse gas emissions footprint as a full system. If we can take the production level of those emissions to zero or negative, and we have the potential to do that with modern technology, think about what that does for other sectors. We can start focusing on the things that matter from a climate change perspective and stop the sort of distraction of thinking of agriculture as the bad guy here.
Matlock and Rice were featured in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. And there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.